Sports on the Hill. This is Mark Avery. Jeff Pedro is out today, so I will be your host for the day. I am from Sim Trainer. This show is sponsored by Sim Trainer, and Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. We have a lot of interesting programs going on down there. We'll talk about those a little bit today. We do have several classes that are coming up in the next few weeks, and so we'll talk about those and let you know where to find those. You can get a lot more information about the range at sim-trainer.com. Sim-trainer.com is our website, and you will find information about the classes, about the hours, and becoming a member and that sort of thing. It's actually got quite a bit of information on it. And if you are interested in other information about this radio program, it's at sim-trainer.com/radio, or you can click on the Shooting from the Hip link on the homepage as well. There has been an awful lot going on in the last week or so. There have been some interesting changes in law and some interesting things that have happened during the last week. So let's talk just briefly about some of those. We had a court case that we talked about a couple of weeks ago where the Ohio, the Buckeye Firearms Foundation had sued the city of Cleveland. That has come through, and the city has been told that they have to pay attorney's fees. That's a really good information for us because it says, you know, they really lost a lot. We had the same thing happen this last week in the McDonald case. The McDonald case was the Chicago gun ban case. That was the case where Otis McDonald had filed suit against the city and said, I don't want to do anything illegal, but I do want to be able to possess a firearm for personal defense in my home in accordance with the same provisions that had been passed in or had ruled on the Supreme Court had ruled in the Heller case 2 years earlier. The city of Chicago argued that they didn't really lose that case, and so they didn't have to pay any attorney's fees. And they won that at the first level, and then again at the second, at the appeals court level. And then when it got to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, somebody actually bothered to read the decision and found out that the city of Chicago was told that their law was unconstitutional, and that defines losing in that case. And so they do, in fact, have to pay the attorney's fees. So that's a really good piece of news because that will return some money to the National Rifle Association and the Second Amendment Foundation, who provided much of the defense for that, much of the our legal arguments, and had quite a bit of expense, in fact, in preparing that. One of the attorneys that provided an amicus brief, a friend of the court brief, was Buckeye Firearms Association's own attorney, Ken Hansen, and his amicus brief had been quoted in the final decision, something that really speaks well for the level of support that we have here in Ohio. Buckeye Firearms Association does a great job, and it's something that that we can be very proud of, and that, in fact, if you're not a supporter of the Buckeye Firearms Association, you really ought to consider that. A Buckeye Firearms Association defender is just an opportunity to provide a fairly low level of support. I mean, it's like $50 a year. And it's well worth doing because they do a tremendous job. The Buckeye Firearms Association and Buckeye Firearms Foundation, two different aspects of the same organization, the foundation being the nonprofit organization and the Buckeye Firearms Association being the political action committee. They do a great job in getting Ohio gun laws corrected. Much of what the amendments that are currently pending or the changes that are currently pending in the Ohio House and in the Ohio Senate are due in great part to the work of the Buckeye Firearms Association, as well as the National Rifle Association and others as well. So that's good news on our front for the right to keep and bear arms. It's bad news for ex-Mayor Daley, who was an advocate of restricting handguns in Chicago. It's bad for the Brady campaign, although I'm sure if you read some of their recent news releases, they'll find a way to spin it in their favor. They always seem to. So this has been kind of a good week for us. This week, Jeff is not with us today, so I'm here in the studio by myself, but I do have a special guest that is going to join us. In fact, let me bring him on the phone right now. This is Patrick Kilcherman, who is the Director of Marketing for the United States Concealed Carry Association. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mark.
It's great to have you with us. We've talked about the United States Concealed Carry Association, or USCCA. Many times we bring the USCCA up in especially our concealed carry class that we teach at Sim Trainer. And there have been a lot of interesting information. Of course, as you know, I've been part of the USCCA for a long time, in fact, since shortly after the association was established. And Sim Trainer has also been a recruiting site for that. So I guess it's kind of overdue that we get you on the air. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about what the USCCA is, why it was created, and its mission, and so forth.
Got it. Well, basically, the USCCA started in 2004 when Tim Schmidt, Wisconsin native, began Concealed Carry Magazine. The reason he did that was because he was actually on his own journey to becoming an armed citizen, and he saw that the process for getting a permit, and of course at that time he couldn't get a permit through Wisconsin, he had to get a permit through Utah. The training requirements were very minimal. I mean, he had done a whole bunch of training and preparation to go in and take this class, expecting to have to prove that he was an effective armed citizen. And you know, he took an 8-hour class and got his permit. So he saw that there was a huge opportunity to kind of help people take the next step in their training for concealed carry, which I'm sure as a firearms trainer yourself, you could certainly appreciate. And since the association launched to the magazine recipients in 2006, we've grown to about 62,000 members.
That's really impressive. That's really amazing growth. The last time I checked, it was about 40,000. And so this is just in the last couple of years, it's grown that much.
That's right. Yes. Actually, since about November 1st, we've grown we're about 45,000 on November 1st. So it's been very rapid in a very short amount of time.
So tell folks a little bit about what they can get, or what some of the information, some of the resources that are available from the United States Concealed Carry Association.
Sure. Basically, our flagship publication is, of course, our magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, and it's a 64-page, ad-free, totally member-supported, print magazine. We've got a brilliant editor from Washington named Kathy Jackson, who is pretty involved in the self-defense scene.
Yeah, you could say that.
In addition to getting 8 issues of that each year, which are filled with training tips, articles catering specifically to different age groups and things like that. We've also got a website that we put all of our content on in a digital format. We've got some training videos on there, which we're trying to build up. And most importantly, the website offers a small taste of a community. We really try to remind armed citizens that even though it may feel like it, you're not alone out there. There's, in our case, 60,000 other people just like you who are ready to support you if you need it.
That's a really good point, because especially in some parts of the country, someone having a license to carry a concealed handgun is pretty unusual. They either have to go through some tremendous hoops, especially in some of the May issue states like California, Maryland, and New York, New Jersey. They do issue licenses, but you have to be either a celebrity or know somebody, or if you're lucky and you live in a county where the sheriff agrees that its citizens ought to be able to defend themselves effectively, then you can get one. But there's a lot of places, if you live in Los Angeles or New York City and you have a license to carry a concealed handgun, you are in a distinct minority. So having having the support structure available for people to go to and ask questions and find out, how has somebody else dealt with this issue, whatever that issue may be about having a firearm for personal defense, it's a really tremendous resource. Before we go any more further, let me let everybody know that you are going to be on the show for a little while. And if you have questions that you'd like to ask Pat about the United States Concealed Carry Association, or if you just have questions about firearms, things in general, as we normally do, give us a call at 457-1290. Anybody who happens to be outside of the Dayton listening area might be listening online. The area code is 937. That's 937-457-1290 is the phone number here into the studio, and we'll get you up on the air and get you on the board and allow you to maybe participate in the show as well. One of the reasons I wanted to get you on the air today, Patrick, was because We got had a call last week from Jim who asked some questions about insurance. He says, what about self-protection insurance? And I didn't really want to say too much at the time because I knew that there was some information coming. And in fact, that the big launch is going to be next Monday morning. So tell us what that launch is all about, if you would.
Sure. Well, you know, it's a very interesting situation with self-defense insurance. You know, the biggest problem, of course, is that insurance is discoverable in court. And if you have insurance for something that you're being sued for, you need to announce it. And it would be a crime, I guess, to not tell them that. And so, you know, we saw that this was a huge problem, too. We've, of course, had several members in our 6 years who have been involved in self-defense situations. And sometimes such a cut and dry situation that it never goes to trial, but other times it does go to trial and it ends up costing usually way more money than the person has to get acquitted. And in the worst situations, the person actually does prison time for defending themselves. So, you know, we saw the opportunity to kind of find a solution to this, and it's been a long road. The USCC founder, Tim Schmidt, actually spearheaded this project, and basically, he started about a year ago to try to find out why there isn't something like this. You know, we know that some organizations, including the NRA, has self-defense insurance, but there were some things about the programs that just didn't seem extremely helpful. For example, if you have a self-defense insurance policy, it doesn't actually give you any money until you're acquitted. And so if you fight a long case and then you lose, you never get any money. And you have to have the overhead to actually fight the case. So long story short, after a year and a lot of time and money investment trying to find a solution to this problem, Tim has finally done it. And it's all wrapped up into a package that we're calling Self-Defense Shield. Now, real briefly, it's not insurance. It's just a membership. But there are three main components to the membership, and one of them is an insurance-backed membership benefit. And after consulting with half a dozen lawyers, we determined that if we kind of roll the insurance into a member benefit, then it's not required to be discoverable in court. So, you know, there's no chance that somebody's going to sue you for exactly the amount of money that you have insurance for, and all of that stuff. So. You know, there's a lot more information on our website, but you know, which you can get to through SimTrainer. But yeah, basically, we're hoping that it solves this problem for a lot of people. You know, if you're in a self-defense situation and you use your weapon, we have a foundation that is going to award you money to help you fight your case initially, and then once you're acquitted. The insurance-backed portion of the self-defense shield will actually replenish the fund. So there's no chance that it's going to tap out if several people need it at once. And hopefully, for the honest and responsibly armed citizen, they will never have to put a penny out of their own pocket to defend themselves in court.
That's really super. We're going to take a break here, and we will be back right after these words from our sponsors. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip with our guest Patrick Kilcherman from the United States Concealed Carry Association. You're listening to AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
Second Amendment to the United States Constitution is part of the United States Bill of Rights that protects a right to keep and bear arms. The meaning and scope of this right has been described as among the most contested of the rights. A decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2008 determined that a ban on home possession of an operable firearm, such as a handgun, violates the Second Amendment. That ruling, however, only applies to federal laws and jurisdictions, leaving it unclear what kinds of firearms regulations the state governments can adopt without running a foul of the Constitution. Stephen T. Pearson, attorney at law, has been protecting your Second Amendment rights for 25 years. Stephen T. Pearson is a criminal defense attorney here in the greater Dayton area, specializing in conceal and carry law and anything involving the Second Amendment. You can contact Stephen T. Pearson at 299-2995, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Stephen T. Pearson, attorney at law, 299-2995.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Thank you, Uncle Ted. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip, and we are glad to have you joining us today. Give us a call at 457-1290. That's 937-457-1290 if you'd like to be on the show, and we will get you up on the board as well help you, let you participate in this discussion. We have a special guest today, Patrick Kilcherman from the United States Concealed Carry Association. He is the Director of Marketing. Pat, welcome to the show again.
Thank you, Mark.
You were just discussing before our break about some of the differences between this program and some of the other, which are straight insurance programs. And I know, for example, that my homeowner's insurance has some self-defense protection. I know that there are many homeowner's liability policies which exclude self-defense because it's considered an intentional act. You pulled the trigger, you did that intentionally. Even though you didn't start the situation, you were the one who pulled the trigger, and therefore they don't cover that from a liability standpoint. My policy has a specific inclusion for personal defense, but it's fairly limited. And again, it's an insurance policy. So you were talking about how having this program, that the USCCA Shield, self-defense Shield program, is not discoverable. Explain that just a little bit.
Well, you know, potentially in court, if you're being tried through a civil means by the criminal that you had to shoot or by his family, they go through a process during court of discovery where you have to list, I believe, all your assets, and if your insurance covers something like this, then that would be a time where you would have to discover that. So
that would be information that would be made available to somebody who is trying to sue you, for example.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. And so Self-Defense Shield, it is just a membership benefit. It's not actually a policy. The United States Concealed Carry Association holds the policy with our insurance company, and the members reap the benefit. So you don't actually, you're not liable for holding the policy.
So then, since this is not insurance, does it work in all 50 states?
It does. It works in all 50 states, and there's a couple of really cool things that I'm actually pretty surprised that we were able to work in. For example, obviously it wouldn't be very useful if it only covered you inside your home. So Self-Defense Shield, of course, covers you inside your home and outside the home. Now, the other thing, similar to some of the home insurance policies that do account for this, it does protect you, not just you inside your home, but any of your family members who are also inside your home, including any minors that you're responsible for. So if your son has a friend over and somebody breaks in and the friend gets a gun and shoots them, they're covered by Self-Defense Shield as well.
Well, that's really amazing. I mean, that's not something that I would have even thought to ask for, because
exactly.
It's just so outside the norm.
One other thing, Mark, that is actually very remarkable, and that is that if you're carrying your weapon in a restricted zone, such as a mall that has a weapons-free policy, or if you find yourself, traveling through a state that doesn't allow concealed carry, but you forget, or for whatever reason, you still have your weapon on you and you need to use it, Self-Defense Shield covers you there as well. As long as it was a responsible self-defense situation, even if you weren't legally carrying, Self-Defense Shield will still protect you.
Wow, that is really amazing. And for people that live in places like Illinois or Wisconsin where they don't have a law that allows for legal concealed carry, that means that they could even get this policy and it would be legitimate and valid and would cover them in those places.
That's right.
Well, that is really amazing. We are going to have to take a break at the bottom of the hour because we'll be going over to Bill Scheidel in the News Center. So let me once again let you, everybody who's listening, know that the phone number here at the studio is 457-1290. If you have some questions about this program or anything else having to do with the United States Concealed Carry Association, give us a call at 457-1290. Or maybe you just have some general concealed carry or firearms questions. We'll be glad to take those as well. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. Jeff is out today, so I'm here, and if we're taking your calls at 457-1290, 457-1290 is the number into the studio. If you have some information or some questions that you'd like to find out about our specific programs, you can call the range at 937-293-3914, or feel free to email us at any time at radio@sim-trainer.com. That's the special email address that we've set up just for listeners of our radio program, and that will get to us and allow us to answer your questions as quickly as possible. If you have a question that we don't get to on the show, you can ask it also on that same line, and we will we'll answer those questions directly to you, but then we'll also cover them on the air as well, because if you've got a question, chances are somebody else has that same question as well. We will also have all this information up on our website at sim-trainer.com/radio, which is the radio page, and there's information out there right now. In fact, just there's a quick link out there to the United States Concealed Carry Association, where our guest is from. Our guest today is Patrick Kilcherman, who is the Director of Marketing for the United States Concealed Carry Association. And Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mark.
We were talking a little bit about this SHIELD program that is going to launch starting next week on Monday. And I have still some questions because obviously this is something that's near and dear to my heart. I have a license to carry a concealed handgun, and I've often thought about what happens if I have to use my firearm. You hear all these horror stories about people who have done exactly the right thing, and then they get in a situation where either a prosecuting attorney that has maybe a different perspective on the Second Amendment and thinks that firearms are really only for the police and the military, and that citizens shouldn't be arming themselves. In fact, we hear that all the time in the media, where a situation will occur, and the first thing that the police do is get on the air and say, you know, we don't really recommend that citizens take the law into their own hands. That phrase just grates on me in such a way. But if that happens to be the prosecutor that you get, then you're going to have a problem when you go into court and you need to defend yourself. So the USCCA Self-Defense SHIELD program was created and is now being created specifically to help those kinds of situations. One of the first things that we strongly recommend people do is they get an attorney. Even long before you have a situation, you need to know who it is that you're going to contact if something happens and you need an attorney. We have an attorney that sponsors our show. Listeners to this program have an advantage that few other people who own firearms and carry concealed handguns and might have to defend themselves, they just don't have that advantage of knowing that there is an attorney that they can contact who supports the Second Amendment, who understands the firearms law, understands self-defense law, and knows how to take those issues and deal with them appropriately. Stephen Pearson, who is our attorney, and he is the attorney that is a sponsor of our show. His phone number is on our website, 937-299-2995. Real quick plug there. But we have an advantage that a lot of people don't have. So what about other folks who then maybe are outside the Dayton area or not even in Ohio? How are they going to find an attorney?
Well, Mark, that's definitely one of the caveats of Self-Defense Shield. And let me just say that if you guys have an attorney who's pro-Second Amendment, that's fantastic. And that's the brilliant thing about Self-Defense Shield, is that it works with any attorney. So your attorney, I mean, that sounds like you already have a perfect relationship forged. I definitely suggest anybody in your area, making contact with him and getting an emergency contact number in case they ever need to get a hold of him at 2 a.m. As far as everyone else in the country, with Self-Defense Shield, it is your responsibility to find your own lawyer. To help you out, we do, or I should say we are building a list of lawyers. We're at about, 200 right now or so. We're trying to find a lawyer in every state, every location. and work out relationships with them so that they don't need to be on retainer with any certain amount of money or anything like that. And we've been very successful, and at this point, you know, when we launch on Monday, we're confident that everybody will be able to find an attorney to do that list. But if you have a family attorney that you trust and use for years, you know, certainly we recommend that you stick with them.
The problem, of course, with a lot of attorneys is not that even if they support the right to keep and bear arms, if they don't study that area and understand the case law and some of the prior history, it's pretty easy to make a mistake that can cost you, the person being defended, pretty dearly. So it's important to know that your attorney and know their experience and make sure that you find someone who really understands firearms law. And as you mentioned, we are very blessed to, in this area, to have an attorney who is that way and, in fact, sponsors this program. So, I agree. Anybody in this area that is looking for an attorney, if you haven't already contacted Steve Pearson, it's probably a good thing to do. You certainly want to do that before you get to the point of needing someone to defend you. Because in that situation, one of the first things that we tell folks is that you need to ask for an attorney. You need to explain what happened as little as possible, that you were afraid for your life and that you had to defend yourself. Then you want to call your attorney, and you really don't want to talk about anything else without your attorney present. If you do that, you have forfeited your right to competent defense that's guaranteed to you by the Sixth Amendment. It guarantees you the right to it. It doesn't guarantee that defense to you. And if you waive that right, there's nothing you can do about that until you exercise it again. But by that time, you've already said things that could get you in trouble and make it more difficult for the attorney when he comes to defend you later.
Exactly.
What about how people are going to be able to get this program? I mean, I'm certainly interested. I know it's going to be available on Monday. What do people need to do? For example, say they're not already a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Will that be available to people who aren't members?
It will be.
Okay.
We've got a little special deal for people who are already our members that we're going to be, telling them about on Monday. But anybody, you know, our goal with this is to really get us into as many hands as possible. Our goal, of course, is to keep as many responsible armed citizens out of prison and out of bankruptcy as possible. So if they just go to our website, which you can find a link to on SimTrainer at the very bottom, and click on that, there will be an announcement on Monday that will direct them to the page where they can see more details.
Okay, so for anybody who's familiar with our website, there's a footer at the bottom of every page, and I have added to that a Join USCCA logo. And so if you click on that, that'll take you directly to the membership page where you can sign up right now, actually, for a membership at the current membership programs. There's three different levels of memberships, and they're all spelled out on the webpage. I've been a member since, like I said, 2005, back before the website was even available. So we've been taking membership applications at SimTrainer, but this makes it a lot easier for folks. So you can go out to sim-trainer.com website, and down at the bottom of every page is a Join USCCA link. So go out there and do that. If you do that before 11 o'clock on Monday, then when the announcement comes, you'll be already set for to be able to upgrade, I guess, is what would happen then?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, the cool thing about, you know, if you join through SimTrainer, we actually, we're going to, you know, use some of your membership dues to help support SimTrainer's program, which we, you know, obviously strongly believe in. I don't know if most people know this, but Mark Avery's actually been a member of the USCCA longer than I have. I think I joined about 3 months after him in 2005.
I didn't even know that.
You have.
So, and for a full disclosure, I am also one of the moderators on the USCCA forum. So if you're out there on the forum and you have seen postings from Desert Lion, that would be me. And I'm more than happy to hear from any of our listeners and take questions on the forum as well as through our email at radio@sim-trainer.com. Let's talk just a little bit. Leave the self-defense shield for a minute, because I think we've answered an awful lot of questions about that, and probably most of it is going to come. Any rest of the questions people have will be available on Monday when the program releases. Can you give folks a ballpark figure as to what kind of cost is associated? Because, I have the NRA personal protection insurance. That costs, I think it's like $260 a year for me to get that at the $250,000 level, and I think it's $150 a year at the $100,000 level. Where does the USCCA see the SHIELD program fitting in that price range? Is it going to be in there somewhere?
It will be. Obviously, it's all about looking at the benefits of each and different things like that. But And there will be three membership levels as well. But for a ballpark figure, and let me just tell you that the listeners of this radio show are actually getting the first ballpark figure that we've actually unleashed. We've kept it very secret until now.
Yes, you
ballpark
have.
Ballpark figure is that you'll be able to get coverage for starting at less than $150 a year.
Wow, that is really super. It's certainly well below what it would cost you to defend yourself if something happened. And part of that, of course, is because it's shared across as many as 60,000 people who are members of USCCA, assuming that everybody joins up. And frankly, given the interest that I've seen on the website and the number of comments, there's like 18 pages of comments on the website asking about things about this program. So people, I think there's going to be an awful lot of folks who are going to take advantage of this. And at that rate, you know, that's part of the reason why, I'm sure that's part of why you can offer it at such a great price.
It is, indeed. And, you know, the insurance company that we worked with explained very thoroughly that the reason we can make this so affordable is because armed citizens are the most responsible group of Americans. It's really fantastic.
And that has been borne out throughout all the kinds of statistics. Most of the statistics about crime don't report who is the victim or who is the perpetrator of the crime. And so it's very difficult to get any real good statistics on concealed carry. But the state of Texas does track that kind of information. When those reports were done and the statistics were analyzed, they found that concealed carry licensees were actually, as a class, they were more responsible, way more responsible than the average citizen. And in many cases, they did better than those who were commissioned to enforce the law. And I mean, that's, you know, that is amazing, because that is not the story that you hear in the media. It's not the story that the Brady campaign advertises. It's something that we all know to be true. And in fact, most of the law enforcement that we deal with recognize that the license to carry concealed handgun is pretty much a good guy card. They know that people have been background checked. They know that they've been responsible. They've been through some training. Depending on what state they're in, there may be more or less training. In Ohio, it's a minimum 10 hours in the classroom and 2 hours in the range. And so, you know, that's more training than a lot of people get who just own firearms and haven't gone through those processes. So, you know, the law enforcement really does have a pretty good idea that the people that have a license to carry concealed handguns are not the ones that they have to worry about. It's the people with concealed handguns that couldn't get a license because they're dirtbags and they have a criminal record and they really have no business being in society, in my opinion. They need to be in jail. But, you know, that's a different problem that we can address on some other time. The insurance company has obviously taken advantage of that and says we can reduce the rate that it's necessary to cover this because we know that these are the good guys. These are not the people that are going to cause problems.
Beautiful.
Okay, you can have this audio, and if you want to put this up on the USCCA website, we'll be more than happy to help you with that. We need to take one last break. And we're going to do that right now for our last break of the hour. But if you can stick around for just one more section, I'd have a couple more things I'd like you to talk about. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, super. Anybody else, if you have a question about USCCA or anything else, give us a call at 457-1290. 937-457-1290 is the number here into the studio. Let's take that last break of the hour. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate-controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced 5-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website sim-trainer.com to find out more or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip, and our guest on the show today is Patrick Kilcherman from the United States Concealed Carry Association. Patrick, welcome back to the show. We do have some folks that have questions on the phone, so let's go out to the phones and talk to them. This Kurt, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Patrick Kilcherman.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Does the self-defense shield cover non-firearm self-defense? For instance, you grab your handy kitchen knife, baseball bat, or whatever, and the firearm isn't available. Does the self-defense shield cover those circumstances as well?
Hello, Kurt. Thanks for your question. Actually, that is a very, very good point, because self-defense shield only covers armed self-defense. It doesn't, you know, if you shoot somebody and then you end up in a scuffle, yes, it does cover that. But it does have to involve your use of a firearm.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks very much for calling in. And let's go talk to Ed in Kettering. Ed, you have a question or a comment.
Yeah, Mark and Patrick, how are you today?
We're doing great.
I think that's a good insurance program. Me being a retired police officer and we have liability insurance as law enforcement officers, as a civilian carrying CCW, I think it's a great thing to have, because you go to the grand jury, you don't get indicted, and then their family comes back and sues you anyway, and you don't have any insurance. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the concerns, and that's one of the reasons why this program was put together. Thanks very much for calling the show.
Thank you, sir.
We're about out of time, and so before we disappear entirely, Pat, let me ask you something. Let me turn this over to you and let you just talk to our listeners and tell them on what the takeaway you'd like for them to get about the United States Concealed Carry Association.
You know, I think the biggest takeaway is just that we represent the armed citizen, and my goal with the USCCA is to show the rest of the world that armed citizens are the most responsible group of people, and that we are exactly the kind of people who you want as your neighbors. And the kinds of people who believe in what I just said, you know, those kinds of people, I highly recommend that they join. The bigger we get, the more we will be able to reach the rest of the world to share with them that truth. And hopefully someday, concealed carry won't be such a hot button issue like it is.
There's a roughly 12 million people estimate on numbers of licensed concealed carry holders, and so we've still got a few more that we need to get in.
Exactly.
And I think that this program will help a lot, because the people that recognize the responsibility and yet also recognize the legal risk that goes along with it, they are the folks who are going to be attracted to a program like this. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the show today. It's been a great opportunity to have you with us. And when the program is fully released and, you know, maybe some of the chaos over at USCCA has started to die down a little bit, we'd like to have you or maybe even Tim or both of you come back on the show and explain a little bit more in detail than some of the stuff that you couldn't tell us today. For anybody else who is interested in finding out more information, you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com. At the bottom of every page is a Join USCCA link. And that's really the best thing that you can do, because if you join USCCA between now and Monday morning, then when that information comes out, you'll be right on the tip of it and be able to get that information again. Thanks, Pat, very much for joining the show. We've greatly appreciated having you with us today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Let me just real quick wrap up. We do have several classes going on over the next few weeks. There's a concealed carry class in 2 weeks starting on Monday the 13th through the 16th of June. If you'd like to get signed up for that, call the range at 293-3914 or stop by the range at any time. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.